KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. Let's take a look at high school sports from Tuesday at girls' golf. It was the Betty Heflin Invitational, hosted by the Atlantic girls golf team that was held at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Creston came away the team champs as they shot a 349 total. Atlantic was runner-up at 363. Kemper Catholic with a 373 was third. Harlan fourth, 390. And Glenwood shot 411 for fifth place. Clarinda, Shenandoah, Denison, Red Oak, and ADM round out the rest of the field. Riley Driscoll of Creston was medalist. She shot the low round of 78 yesterday. Alyssa Ginther of Atlantic was the runner-up medalist. She shot 80. Bailey Newell of Atlantic had a third-place finish, shooting an 85 yesterday. Ashton Carter of Creston with an 86, and McKenna Ludwig of Kemper Catholic with an 86, placed fourth and fifth in that meet yesterday. Also taking a look at the Trojan Golf Tournament held at Nishna Hills Golf Club yesterday. Kemper Catholic was the team champion. They shot 298. Glenwood also shot a 298. They were runners-up. Kemper Catholic won on the first scorecard playoff. So that's how they determine the champs. Right behind them, Atlantic at 301, just three strokes back. They were third. ADM with a 306 was fourth, and Norwalk shot 310 for fifth. Lewis Central, Harlan, Ballard, Denison, Winterset, Clarinda, Creston, Shenandoah, and Red Oak round out the rest of the field. Individually, Ben Reno of Atlantic was the medalist as he shot the low round of 69 yesterday. Eli Bales of Glenwood shot 72. Jared Tigges of Kemper Catholic also 72. Colton Book of Glenwood and Micah Moyer of ADM each shot 73s to round out the top five in yesterday's meet. Matt Gearhart was 12th overall, shooting a 75. For Atlantic in that meet. Also in girls golf yesterday, Audubon beat AHSTW, shooting a 231. The Lady Vikes didn't have a full team score. Lexi Knopp of AHSTW was medalist with a 48. Jasmine Turner of Audubon with a 49 was runner-up. Also in girls golf, it was Boyer Valley winning a multi-team meet with a 195 total to defeat Cam, who shot 213. Exira EHK with 225. Coon Rapids Bayard posted 239, Glidden-Ralston 240, Woodbine 244. Also, Abraham Lincoln beat St. Albert 217 to 247 yesterday in girls' golf. In boys' golf, Audubon over AHSTW 196 to 219. Dylan Obermeyer of Audubon was medalist with a 47, while Jordan Jacobson of AHSTW shot 48, and that was good for runner-up honors. Also in high school sports yesterday, in girls' soccer, it was Abraham Lincoln 2-1 over St. Albert. Creston beat Sheraton 3-1. In boys' soccer, it was AHSTW 2-1 over Atlantic. Kemper Catholic 3-1 over Gilbert. Abe Lincoln a 3-1 winner over Trainer, while Des Moines Christian down Nottoway Valley 10-0. In tennis yesterday, in girls' action, Audubon over Southwest Valley 6-3. It was Glenwood 9-0 over St. Albert in yesterday's meet. Also in boys' tennis, Audubon beat Southwest Valley 6-4. Clarinda over Maryville 5-4. Glenwood beat St. Albert 8-1 yesterday. Bud Legg, who's been serving Iowa students for more than 50 years as a teacher, counselor, coach, school administrator, game official, and then finally as the Iowa High School Athletic Association's information director since 2001, has announced his retirement from the Athletic Association, and that'll be at the end of June. Legg came to the IHSAA after 35 years in public education, including 9 years as an associate principal and activities director at Ames High School. Legg, who is an Oneida area resident, has been serving for a number of years in a number of capacities and says the work has been a joy. The people he's met through the IHSAA Hall of Fame and Service Awards, plus Board of Control and Representative Council administrators, as well as those in schools and members of the media, have all enriched his life, and he's grateful for the opportunity. Good man and a good friend. He's helped us an awful lot over the years. Wish him well in retirement. Well, the Cardinals stopped a three-game skid, scoring twice in the bottom of the ninth inning yesterday, and they beat the White Sox 3-2 last night in a game heard here on KJAN. Matt Carpenter tied it with a homer before Marcelo Zuna doubled and then scored the winning run on Yadier Molina's single. Cards will play again today. It's an early game. Cards and the White Sox, they'll finish up that quick two-game series today with an 11:20 pregame start today. First pitch, 12:15. We'll have it for you later this morning here on the radio. That was the only interleague game yesterday. In American League action, Jorge Soler unloaded a three-run homer off Brian Johnson in the 13th inning before the Royals hung on for a 7-6 win at Boston. The Red Sox were two outs away from improving to 22-7 until Alex Gordon went deep off of Craig Kimbrell in the 9th inning. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Texas over Cleveland in 12 innings, 8-6. Detroit beat Tampa Bay 2-1. Toronto over Minnesota in 10 innings, 7-4. Yankees 4-0 over Houston. The Angels beat Baltimore by a final of 3-2. Seattle 6-3 over Oakland yesterday. In the National League, it was Washington over Pittsburgh 12-4. Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 7-6. Miami in 10 innings, 2-1 over Philadelphia. Atlanta down the New York Mets 3-2. Colorado over Chicago 3-1. Arizona 4-3 over the Dodgers. And San Diego beat San Francisco by a 3-2 final. In other baseball news, the Giants announced good news and bad concerning their pitching staff Tuesday. Johnny Cueto has been placed on the 10-day disabled list with inflammation in his pitching elbow. Cueto leads the majors with a .84 ERA and is 3-0 with 26 strikeouts in 32 innings over five starts. The Giants also said ace Madison Bumgarner has been cleared to resume throwing. Bumgarner broke the pinky on his left hand in the team's final spring training game and is at least a month away from being able to return. The Twins have placed third baseman Miguel Sano on the 10-day disabled list with a strained left hamstring. Sano is batting just .213 with four doubles, five homers, and 14 RBIs, along with nine walks in 20 games so far this season. Well, Stephen Curry and the Golden State Warriors will carry a 2-0 lead into Game 3 of their Western Conference semifinal series Friday at New Orleans. Curry returned from a 38-day layoff and provided 28 points off the bench as the Warriors escaped with a 121-116 win over the Pelicans. The Cleveland Cavaliers have stolen home court advantage from the Toronto Raptors in the NBA's Eastern Conference semifinals. LeBron James had a triple-double as the Cavs downed the Raptors 113-112 in overtime. Game 2 is Thursday in Toronto. Last year's Stanley Cup finalists find themselves trailing 2-1 in their second-round series after losing on Tuesday. Alex Ovechkin scored with 107 left to give the Washington Capitals a 4-3 win over the Penguins at Pittsburgh. The Penguins host Game 4 on Thursday. In Winnipeg, the Nashville Predators squandered a 3-0 lead and a 7-4 loss to the Jets. Blake Wheeler broke a 4-all deadlock by netting a power play goal with 4:59 remaining. That series stays in Winnipeg for Game 4 on Thursday. Well, the University of Dubuque standout Michael Joseph will get his shot at the NFL with the Chicago Bears. The small college defensive player of the year signed a free agent contract with the Bears.
He reports on the 10th, and their first practices are the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. And then he will be and has been invited to stay with the veterans when they come in and their draft choices, so that's a really good sign.
That's Dubuque coach Stan Zweifel. Joseph played in the Senior Bowl this year and was also invited to the NFL Combine.
We're disappointed that he didn't get drafted, but I tell all our guys, hey, the part that you want to have happen is you get an opportunity, and we think that's happening on that. So I'm sure he will do everything in his power to compete and do well, and we'll just have to see how that all shakes down.
Zweifel says the key for Joseph will be to play at a consistent level in camp. Well, Justify has been made the early 3-1 favorite for Saturday's Kentucky Derby and has drawn the number 7 post. Justify is 3-0 in his brief career, winning by a combined 19 lengths. He didn't race as a 2-year-old. Europe-based Mendelssohn, the second choice at 5-1, will start from the 14th post among the 20-horse field in the 144th run for the Roses. No European horse has ever won the first jewel of the Triple Crown. And the winners of the singles titles at Wimbledon will each receive just over $3 million as part of a 7.6% increase in the total prize money at this year's tournament. The All England Club says the total prize fund will be $46.5 million. First round losers will get $53,000, but they may have to forfeit their prize money if they retire from the match or perform below professional standards. Injured players will receive 50% of their first-round prize money if they withdraw on-site by the Thursday before the start of play, and injured players' replacement would take the other 50%. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.